Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, what I want to try to do is go back to, it's Negeh a little bit, second Seder's Negeh a little bit, first Seder's Negeh a little bit, everything. But Negeh, to try to summarize the Shittas by Suffolk Trafis, Benegeh Ravuna's Din, and Benegeh different cases of Suffolk Trafis. We mentioned this Rashba many times, but now it's off and out over here, so opportunity we got a little more klar, and the Tzirif, a little bit of Suffolk Drusa, some of the things from Second Seder also. So there are the Yaduah Dika Rashba that we mentioned many times, Baruch Hashem, is that the Rashba brings, what's the halacha of Sircha Tluya? And the Rashba says that it's not a problem. He says, it's a Suffolk Trefa. You don't know. Maybe it came from an Ekim, maybe not. Ve'ena doimla Suffolk Drusa, Ulyashav l'koit b'veshet, that over there were Machmer. Tahas misyal de bereis of the behema. Klemar shuhuchal b'maisa amatrif. There's already a haschalas amatrif in those cases that you see the trefas, you see the trefas, the tzad trefas is clear. El shonu musupokim b'gmar ha'maisa. Sherei Amrinan lekamon all Ari Beinai v'nimtzat Tziporim begabu shel echam mehem niraglaim ledavar shedarson. It's hard to read from here. This mispronounced. It basically says that the cases of Suffolk Drusa were machmer on are cases where you have the aschalas hamatrif, and the question is how is the nigmar the ma'isa. So the Rashi was magdir that be'etzim we assume that a Suffolk Trefis is mutter. And the cases that are going to be usher are going to require a very specific type of reyesa. The specific type of reyesa is that you see that Tzad Trefus was hiskel b'maisa ha-matrif, he says, and you're clearing about the soif. And this is geboit on the Rashba's shita in general, in the whole concept of Rav Huna, that he says the pehim b'chei b'chaskas heter medes basically meant, without getting back into that whole thing, but to bekitzer, what the Rashba meant was, is that you don't choshesh, that you're not mechadish, something, a new maisa happened. It's not a regular chazaka. And you're not, but the idea is you're not choshesh, that something new happened, a new maisa happened. But once you have the maisa b'faneinu, you're just clearing about the soif of the maisa, how it happened, you're not clearing a more of a chiddush necessarily. But the etzim reisa is, the davar nischadish is b'faneinu already. Now the question is, did it happen b'oif and zeh? Was it machif or not machif? That were machmer. But if you have to machadish something new, we're not going to be machmer. Okay. Now, we already had that there's a sheet of Tosis earlier in this man. Tosis argues on this. And Tosis is mashma, and again, that we spoke at in the Chavos Das, learns that Tosis is like the Rashba, but the Pashtus in the Tosis was that Tosis is another Shita, and Tosis holds that the reason Suffolk Drusa is Aser, Tosis says, is because it's a Reisa D'Shchiach. And any time you have a Reisa D'Shchiach, that's what's Aser. So Tosis holds that the threshold to be Machmer is a Reisa D'Shchiach, and the Rashba holds that the threshold to be Aser is a whole different type of mechanism, which is because Tosfos is mashman the Tosfos that he has some sort of regular chazaka in Rav Huna. Chazaka de Mikara. Chazaka de Mikara means you assume that it stayed the same it was. And it was because it had some din of Becheskes Heter. And since it has some din of Becheskes Heter, we should go with the Cheskes Heter. The only reason not to is when you have a race of the Shchiach, that the Tzad Isser is more Shchiach than the Tzad Heter. That's why we wouldn't go with a chazaka. Okay. Now, what's Nischadish now was, is that there's a third Shita here, but not the Tosis, not the Rashba, is the Shita of the Ran. And Hagam, you look around the Sfarim, some people say that the Rashba is Tosis, Tosis is the Ran is Tosis, Tosis is the Rashba, and the Ran is Tosis. It's confusing, but Lemaisa, the way it comes out, the way we have it is that the Ran is the third Shita, and the Ran is first of all the Ran here when he deals with the issue of Reisa of Sircha Tluya, whether it needs a bdikar. Now he doesn't say the Rashba's issue that it's a Sufik, but it's not a Aschalas Matrif because we don't see the Nekim b'fanim. He doesn't say that. He says he's not sure, is it called a reisa? Is it not called a reisa? That would be the shaila. Doesn't sound like he needs anything so fancy. Doesn't need shchiach, and doesn't require a haschalas matrif. If it's a reisa, it is. If not, not. He's like, I'm a supik. What will be the din? But what's boilet is two other rans. It's two other rans. One is a ran by, it's at the end of Perek El Trefus, the Gra quotes it. And over there, the Ran says that what happens if you find a broken bone? There's a broken bone in front of us. So there, the Ran says it's Aser.
Compound,
yeah. So, the Amar Nishchat the Becheskes Heter and Medes. You can't be matter with Rav Huna. At Shivad Lach Bama Nitzavad. The Hasam Dafka the Ika Lemitli. Yeah, Fakir. You have what to be Toyle Beheter because maybe really there's no Nikavim. There's no Reisa because Bezei. Oh, he mishmash Yada the Tapa. He pulled it off. Avahacha the like Lemitli here where it's a Safek Hashalka. We have absolutely no reason to assume it happened Mechayim more than Lachar Misa. The Halach is. Aser misafik. So the Gra says, you see the round shita? Aser misafik. What? What does he say there? Rabin Yehuda himself may hold like this. So you have to know exactly. Because there it's not a fanenu yet on this man that you're clearing. It's only now. So. Right now, he says that for sure. I ask that question. Asur misafik. So this is the shita of the Ran that the whole thing that we assumed that nishchat the becheskes heter medesachi vadlochav amanitcher is not true. Basically, if you have a safik, it's asur taka. It's taka asur misafik. So we have to like redefine the shtickle of the whole ravuna now. Okay? Now, where did this come up second Seder? This machlokes between Tosis and the Ran came up second Seder also. That the Gemara by machlokes, if you're choshish b'safik drusa or not, so the Gemara says, but it's all ari, safik, loyal, we're make, amar, loyal, safik kalba, safik shunra, amar, kalba, and all these things. And then the Gemara says, where are they chaylik? The chaylik, if it's vade all, and inu shasik, inu kamakarka. So in the Rashba's Mayrech to explain that the idea of that is Aschal Samatrik, because you see, it's not just that you have an Ari over here. You have an Ari that's interacting already. He's already starting, this is the process. He starts scaring the animals, and he's already interacting with the animal, with the Shvarim. He's already putting his presence upon the Shvarim. So that's already called that he's already interacting with them in some sort of way. So the Rashba says the whole Reisa is the all with the Inu Shaskev Inu Makarkar. But the Ran says, what will be the halacha if it's vaday al? But we don't know if it was Ilu Shaskevin and Makarkaran. The Ran says it's aser. So the Ran doesn't need that whole fancy thing. So the Gra on that halacha, the halacha says, the Ramah brings down the Shitas Haran, the Mechaber, it goes like the Rashba. The Ran, the Yesh Misha Oimer, the Hecha de Loyadina, the Shasek Vitzavach and Makarkaran. Loi Chayshinan, that's the Rashba. The Yesh Oisim, Zakta Rama Yesh Oisim. Zakta Gra, the Ran. And it's a Ran Lashitasai from before that we just said that Safik is Aser. Safik is Aser. The Gemara says, Safik Kalba, Safik Shunra, Amar Kalba. So the Ran is Mavur when he speaks out all those Amars. He says, all the Amars that we're talking about are Vadai. Mishum Demai de Talina Makani, La Mishum Kulahu, El Mishum de Drisa Milna. He says, that's come. He says, the Ran holds that Amar is Vadais. I mean, it's to be Toila Lakula, you need that the Tzad Kula is better than the Tzad Heter. The Tzad Isser. The Tzad Heter has to be stronger than the Tzad Isser, according to the Ran. Safak Ashokal is also. So there are those that said, oh, this is similar to Tosis. No. Tosis says you need Shchiach Leisser. And Tosis himself in Yevamis, Tosis by us just says, Safak Drusus says it's Shchiach Leisser. But Tosis in Yevamis speaks out, and that's why Safek Kalba Safek Shonah is Mutter, because it's 50-50. At 50-50, it's Taka Mutter.
So, because it's Shchiach, isn't it a Vaday? Because it's Shchiach?
It's when it's Shchiach Le'Isser. So I'm saying, the Rashba holds, so now we have three Shitas, and what type of Reisa is Aser? Rashba holds, you need Aschal Samachiv. This whole fancy thing over here, and Mekarkin is Aschal Samachiv. Tosis holds, you need Shchiach Le'Isser. but 50-50 is mutter. And the Ran holds 50-50 is aser. And all the cases that were making was because the tzarkula is more shchiach. So we're trying to understand where this Ran came from. Where did this Ran come from? So the reason I just wanted to speak it out is because I had a shtickle machshav over here on this Ran, this Shita Saran, and see where it came from. So Lamaisa, I mean, after more looking into it, I don't have the Shita, the Gra Klar. It's a little bit confusing. But the Gra over here says, on this Ran, says, I what I wrote earlier. He writes earlier that, let's go back a second. Well, he writes earlier on this other din of the Ran. He says that if nimtza shavar ve'enu yadea im nasi mechayim ulachar misa, this is simen and vav, sif yud gimel, that other Ran, that if it's aser, suffik, if it's aser, we don't know what happened, it's aser. Zok de gra, k'moshe kasafti already. I already said that this is the Ran, b'shem there being a behag, that by suffik a shakal it's aser. And he brings down that and the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Yoina in the first parak, which we also had. Rabbeinu Yoina in the first parak says, "Well, the Indian kol safik, one thing," and then he says, "However, the Indian safik treifa." The Ran says, "Because Rabbeinu Yoina the mashamina, teheicha shenishmata gaf ha'oif einishbara raglo min arkuba lama ve'in yadua. We don't know if it happened before or after." The Ran says it's aser. The cholecha this yalad reyesa were machmer. And he brings also the case where the animal's limping. We had in second seder shagrunya, the case of the animal's limping. And the Gemara says that we make all because shagrunya shchiach and chatashad loy shchiach. So you have what to be toilet. Vice versa, you need the tzaret to be shchiach. If there would be both loy shchiach, both yes shchiach, it would be aser. So you see, sabak hashakol is aser. So the Ran brings down this Rabbi Yoina to prove to say this din. The Gra says, you see, from the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ran bringing the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Safa Shaka Shakal is also, and this is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Yoina. The issue we have is that the Rashba also brings the Rabbeinu Yoina. And the Rashba is definitely another Shita. So we're going to have to figure that out as well. Okay. So the question really just becomes, where did this Ran come from? Because didn't we learn, we're like in the nick of time over here in Tammuz, and we started this in El or whatever, in Cheshvan, and we're like, we thought that Suffolk Trefus is mutter. We need something, and the Ran is now basically saying, no, Suffolk Trefus is aser. Like, what happened to the whole Ravuna? What happened to the whole thing? Now, just to make whatever, Lemaisa, he says, Lemaisa, the Gra does say that when do you use Ravuna? So, trying to find the case. So, when according to the Ran, when do you use Ravuna's din? So the going says ayin over there tak it's negea first it's negea we're learning. So he says if you have a stira, you have two boitkim. One checked the reya and said the sirchas kisidron, and one says that the sirchas shaloi kisidron. So zokta mechaper were meikal zokta going midin of ravuna because nishchat the bechas kaseter amedes achivad the rab manichafa. So you talk of a stira and the boitkim, so you can be meikal. So this is a case that we could use Ravuna. Why? Because we don't really have anything in front of us. We don't know what it is. We have no idea what it is. Masha'en kein, if it's broken the bone, a broken bone is a trephis. The question is, when did it happen? That's a real trephis. Over here, we don't know what it is. So, Mamela, Amar ha'boidek shloi kesidron ha'isa, v'acher ma'kishe v'amar kesidron ha'isa, ma'amidim me'ma b'ches kesheter. So this is going says this is the case of Ravuna, or the case like Zave, where based on the Zave you don't have a reis at all because what neck is the Zave bit it, so we don't see a reis at all. Okay, but Lamaisa, like this, I just wanted to maybe it hit me a certain shot in this how the Ran learned. I wanted to just share with Dylan and see what Dylan has to say about it. So on the Etzem Din of Tosfos. So the Tuor Shar has the way we said over Tosfos that Tosfos is a chazaka of Heter, Really, the whole concept of this chazaka of Rav Huna is a very shver concept. Because what happened? Nishchata, all of a sudden you shechted, it's becheskes heter imedes. Nothing happened with the shechita. I mean, how did it become becheskes heter now? So Rabbi Kiveger is masver, and this is the whole svar of Taisvis, and this is the whole idea of Taisvis, is that, you're right, there's a roiv. There's a roiv. But a roiv doesn't make a chazaka. A roiv just says there's a roiv. So the idea of Dr. Kiveger is, since the halacha was that the animal had a halacha that you would be allowed to shecht it and assume it's kosher, that itself is a cheskes heter. It's a cheskes heter that the animal has a din to it that you could shecht it and nem on that it's good. So it's chal on the animal cheskes heter to be shecht it and to assume it's kosher. And that's the way Tosfos is going. Now it's a chazaka already. It's becheskes heter, and memela, a regular suffix, you could assume that it stayed that way, unless you have a reis and a shchiach. That's shitas Tosfos. But in reality, is that concept is a mechudesh dika concept, and Rabbi Kiveger is mitzayin the tvuah shor. If you go through the tvuah shor in Siman Chavtes, the first tvuah shor in Hilchas Treifis, so it's about six columns long. So I didn't go through the whole thing. But the Tvuah Shor is Mitzayin a Ramah. And his whole thing is Soiviv on this Ramah. Maisa b'Krakow, that they brought an animal with Mayim b'Moyach. They brought an animal that had Mayim. It was Zikr, you shechted, you found Mayim in Moyach. But you don't know if the Mayim was Soiviv Makif Roiv of the Moyach. It wasn't Makif Roiv. It's a Sufik. Dr. Hamah, because it's a reisa, it's a reisa that Zikr was mechayim. We just don't know if it's a treifa or not. Dr. Hamah, it's aser.
What's the
tarfus? What? If it's makif roiv of the moyach, then it's a treifas of. I don't know exactly, but that's it's not. We didn't have it yet, but it's masmes. It ruins the moyach. What? No. It had mayim b'moyach. We don't know how much. We don't know if this amount was makif roiv the mayach, was not makif roiv the mayach. So Dr. Amar, it's awesome. So frek the shach, the sofik, reisa mechayim, but Tosha said reisa mechayim is mutar unless you have a reisa the shchiach, and we know that this wasn't shchiach, more or less or more than heter. So why should this be awesome? So the Tvuah Shor has a whole nother pshat over here. Based on the Havana we had in Tosfos, that's the Shach's question. And the Shach says, the Ramah doesn't make sense. Because this Havana of Tosfos is basically telling me that we do have a Chazaka. Okay? So the Tvuah Shor says basically a whole nother Mahalach to understand Rav Huna's din. Basically, he says, there's no Chazaka. What Shaykh is Chazaka? There's only one Chazaka that you could say, is that you could say that the animal's Becheska said it wasn't Trefa. But Tosfos already told us on Daf Yud Aleph that's a Chazaka Shein Muvareres. That you can't say that 12 months later we realize anything that it could have been born Mechaim with, and you only find out 12 months later that it didn't have it, that's not a Chazaka. It's a Chazaka Shein Muvareres. You can't say it was Becheska said it didn't have this problem. The Melech, don't assume it had this problem. So Melech, there is no Chazaka in the whole Sugya of Trefas. Because it would always be a chazaka shenim uveres. So the Tvuah Shor really, in reality, is the same way you could eat the gvinus. Why are you allowed to eat the gvinus while the animal's alive? Because there's a roi behemus and you don't have to go chazaka no chazaka. There's a roi behemus and a trefus, so you could milk the cow and eat it and eat the milk. What's the problem? You could go with roi azlina basaruba. So it's really, really the whole dinner of Huna is you could go by roi. What's going by roi? Going by roiv means that the animal is, the chazaka of Rav Huna is that it's becheskas, that it's part of the roiv. But it's really, the psak is roiv, not chazaka. It's really roiv. The whole cheskas is, it's becheskas that it was in the roiv. So you could assume an animal's part of the roiv. You are allowed to go with the roiv, and the animal's becheskas that it's part of the roiv. It's really roiv, basically.
It's a type of chazaka based on roiv.
What? It's not really chazaka based on roiv, it's part of the roiv.
Why is there
chazaka in the right? What? When is it right? Every animal is, you're born at the right. You're born at the right, so you can go with the right. So when you shecht, you're still part of the right. Every animal is ba'etzim part of the right. So, memela, Memela zogt the tvorshar. What? Yeah, I mean, this roiv, it's a rubu leglasa kaman. Roiv behemis enem trefis, and roiv behemis enem trefis allows me to assume that the animal's bechet is part of, is from the roiv. So you can assume it's from the roiv. So zogt the tvorshar. Memela kol zman kol zman you have stama sofik, and the sofik is you could basically say the animal never left the rive. So you have stama reis of alma, and you could assume that the animal never left the rive. So then you could be mater the animal because rive animals are kosher. So you could assume it's from the rive. So let's say this case of sirchus, most animals are kosher. So why should I assume that the boydek that said it's kisidron is right? Shleik kisidron is right. Maybe shleik is kisidron. It's a sofik. I have no reason to assume one over the other, and I have nothing telling me that it's a trefa. So therefore, continue assuming that it's from the roif. If it was from the roif, so it's from the roif. But the minute that it's chal, that it's yotza min haroif, when it's a vadai, that it's yotza min haroif, and you can't, once it's yotza min haroif, so now you don't have the rive anymore. So if you have vadai mayim b'mayach, so zok the tvor shor, so you have mayim b'mayach. So what do you paskin with rive? In order to paskin rive, you would have to paskin rive animals with mayim b'mayach are kosher. That's not true. I don't know what the status of rive animals with mayim b'mayach is. So it's not from the rive animals that are kosher. So since it's not from the rive animals that are kosher, so it's a safek hashokol. It's also safek midrash el chumra. Once you have a reisa, which is vaday moitzia min haroiv, and you zikr are have to clear now the tzad treifus. Once you have to clear the tzad treifus, you can't use the roiv kagav. So that any time you have a reisa that was zikr there, the question is, was it like this or like that? So he says it's yotza min haroiv. Once it's yotza min haroiv, you don't have the whole din anymore. So he wants to say Tosis also meant this, and Tosis only asked a special question by Drusa and by Drusa and by Yoshev Lakoitz, because Drusa and Yoshev Lakoitz, it was a Chazak Mavureris that it wasn't born with the Maitz Drusa happening to it, and it wasn't born with the Koitz. So therefore, that we know, but it's not Mashman Tosis like that. The Rebbe Kivager asks all these questions on the Tvor Shor. To put that into Tosis is very, very schwer to put into Tosis. So it's rare to put into Tosis. But this is the Shita of the Tvor. That's Rebbe Kivager's whole setup. It's called Fuke the Tvor Shor. We just never focus on the Tvor Shor himself. But he's coming on Fuke the Tvor Shor Pshat, and then he says his own Pshat. So that's why, like, Tvor Shor's Pshat is a Mechudish Dekha Pshat. It doesn't really fit into Tosis, etc. So, but this is his Mahalach in the Ramah. That the Ramah basically says that the Ikr Psak is that we could assume it's from the Reif. But once it has Mayim B'mayach, it's not from the Reif anymore. Now, like this. So that means is that the you saw it is that Kol Zman, I just have a suffix, the Alma. Maybe it's a Trefa, maybe not a Trefa. But I don't have a clear tzad that I have to come lafuke and paskin a clear thing. So mele I consume it's from the roif. But once you have a vaday tzad trefus over here, so now you have to assume that the behemoth didn't change or something like this, mikoyach, but the roif by itself, it's either you say it's vaday nishtane or there's a specific reisa that's moitzia that says you have to paskin this reyesa. Was it chal like this, chal like that? The roiv cannot do that. So memela, once you have a vadei tzad trefus b'fanenu, you have a vadei reyesa b'fanenu, even if it's not shchiach le'isr more, but the tzad trefus is here b'fanenu, so now it becomes a whole different shayla. Becomes a shayla, with this thing, did it make it a trefus? It's not a trefus. So the roiv you would have to paskin would be roiv times that this happens. What's the din? I don't have a roiv on that. So the only time that you could use the roiv is when you have a reisa, which is a suffix ba'alma. Sabik ba'alma. Is it a sircha tluya? Is it a sircha? Is it not a sircha? Is it considered a zaka shedron? Right? Or you could say, b'chol, I don't even have a reisa, because why should I assume there's a reisa when I could say that it's from the rive and there's no real reisa b'faneinu because the kavi. But anytime that there's a fartika reisa b'faneinu, so now it becomes a new shayla and you can't pass him with Ravuna anymore. So if you would go like this, so first of all, so the Goyin is saying this is the Shita of the Ramah. The Goyin would be saying this is the Shita of the Ramah. So the Goyin tells, that's what I thought he was saying, but if you look at the Goyin on that Ramah itself, and then he doesn't, the Goyin would be saying this is the Shita of the Ramah. And that's why the Ramah, interestingly, passes like the Ran, by Suffolk Makarkarin, by the all Suffolk Makarkarin, because the race of Suffolk Shukles also. He passes like the Ran by breaking the bone, and he passes like the Ran, the Ramah passes like the Ran when it comes to Mayim B'moyach. This would be the Ran, because it's a Suffolk Shukle. And a Reisa, that's a Vade Reisa, that I can't get out of the Reisa. The Shach argues on the Ramah, because the Shach says, don't you need a Reisa the Shchiach? That's on Tosfos. Do you need a Reisa the Shchiach? The mother part is that the Goyin on that Ramah says Ein Shach, and he seems like he passes like the Shach. So I don't know who he passes like Lamaisa. So this is going to steer to me. But in the Ramah himself, this is how he's passing. Now, what's very, very, very gishmak with this, so this would be the setup, is that he really the Ran is going with the Tvor Shor's Mahalach and Tosfos. You have to look over there exactly, you know, how to say the Tvor Shor, but this basically he's going not like the Tvor Shor's Mahalach and Tosfos. He's going like the Tvor Shor's Mahalach, which for sure says it's Tosfos. We're saying it's not Tosfos, but it's the Ran. And therefore, Sabbath Gashon goes Aser. Lamaisa, courtesy of Rabbi Shababo, but I don't think he chapped how gishmak it is until you see inside. But he said, but if you look at the Ran himself, Adaf Yad Aleph, Chedush Ran. So just Lagabi the Rabbi Yoina is that you would have to say is that everybody holds you need something, some sort of reisa. Tosfos holds the reisa as reisa de shchiach. The Rashba holds that the reisa has to be that the whole chiddush already took place, the whole shinui, the vadai trefus, the maisa matrif is here somehow. There is a trefus already here. The question is how is the chal? And the Rashba must hold that the case of Rabbi Yonah fit into that category. Somehow you have to figure that out. But basically, once you see a broken bone, so now the question is mechan lachmisa. Maybe the Rashba already holds that that's already enough. And the Ran is bringing down the Rabbi Yonah because it's a reisa which is mitzia min aroyv. Basically, you have to now pass in the reisa, and once you have to pass in the reisa, it's not just a suffix ba'alma; it's us. The Ran and the Gemara says and Daf Yud Aleph Minah Milsa Damar Rabbanan Zul Basaruba. Rashi says Minah Milsa Damar Rabbanan Zul Basaruba. Zokt Rashi. Aidi, the Airi, the Menah Milsa, the Chazaka, Nakanamiha. Now, really, this has nothing to do with the Sugya, because the Sugya is all about Chazaka. Ravuna, everything is Chazaka. And Menah Milsa, Damar Rabban Chazaka, Rashi said, was Bechol Milsa, like Kihahi de la El. But over here, Zakt Rashi, Menah Milsa, Damar Rabban, Azina Basaruba, has nothing to do with the Sugya. It's a brand new thing, really. The Ran, on that Gemara, says, Menah Milsa, Damar Rabban, Azina Basaruba, Pirish Rashi, Zil Shoinai ID. It's nothing to do with the Sugya. Minir Li, no. The Maid Amrina Minah Milsa, the Amir Abanan, Uki Milsa Chazaka, Uminaha Milsa, the Amir Abanan, Zil Basaruba, Shavayo Milsa, the Ravuna Kaima. This thing of Minah Milsa, the Amir Abanan, Zil Basaruba is going back on Ravuna. The Amir Le Elbe, Ima Bechaya Bechaskas, Yisar Medes, Hashiva, the Chavan, and Shkata. So the first dinner of Ravuna is Chazaka. So that's the first dinner of Ravuna is Minah Milsa Damar Rabbanan Zina Basar Chazaka. Hayni Mishum Demukina Cheskas Kamaisa. V'Hada Amar Nishchata B'Cheskas Hetor Emedes Achivadu Chal B'Man Nitrafa. Hayni Mishum Del Zina Basar Ruba. V'Roy Behemis Enam Treifis. Mishum Chazaka Legalach Shura. Do me no lunch, lies a tray from me betin. There's no chazaka here. Alavad the avagav damar b'cheskes heter mishum ruba hu de ka'amar. Mishum alchi amrina minah milsa damar bana zil basa ruba. So there, the whole Ravuna, the second Huna, is roiv. So we want to know, minah milsa damar bana zil basa ruba. So Rashi also knows that the whole chazaka would be, if you hold like Tosfos, also, obviously, like Rabbi Kivager, it's based on the Rav. Rashi also knows that. He's come to argue on Rashi. He's saying is that the Minah Milz Amar Rabbanu Zina Basaruba is that the Ikar Psak of Ravuna is, at the end, is the Rav. The Chazaka maybe is that you could continue assuming it's from the Rav or whatever, but the Ikar Psak at the end is it's from the Rav. And Mela, once it's Yatzam and Arav, you have no Ravuna anymore.
Here there's a valid treatment
of the covenant, no? Where? No, it's because you have Zayv. Once you have Ikar Mitl but Zayv, then you could still say it's from the Rav. The idea of Zayv, that's the whole sugi over there, is the idea of Zayv is Misalak Dol Reisa. So it's Misalak Dol Reisa. There's no Reisa B'Fanino. There's a Tzad, nothing happened. Basically. Essentially. But if you have no Tliya, so something did happen, so now you have to say, when did that thing happen? Right? If you say that it broke the leg, why did it break the leg? Because it bumped into a wall. Okay, did that thing happen before or after? So then that's a race that has to be dealt with. But the mice, the word of the Ran is that the Minah Milsa, the first Ravuna is Chazak, the second Ravuna, he says, is Rav. Now, this is basically the Mahalach of the Tvua Ashar, that the Ikar Din of Ravuna is Rav. And Mimela, by Savak HaShokol, Taka, the new Shita now, is that the third Shita. Is that the Ran holds Savak HaShokol, Taka Asa, and according to the Lashon of the Groz, V'chein Naktu Kol HaPoiskim. That's the Ikar Halacha, like the Ramah, is like the Shita of the Ran. That Safak HaShokol is also, if you have a fire to go race, a strong sad Issa B'Fanim.